กราบสวดชุมนุมเทวดา
สันติตะสันตาปาราชากาชาติกาเทเสตุธรรมังอนุกัมปิมังปะชัง
So venerableYangten Rinpoche was born in Kham, Tibet in 1978. He was recognized at the reincarnation of the previous Yangten Rinpoche at the age of 10 and was enthroned at Kanze Monastery. After living in Tibet under the Chinese rule for 12 years, he left his homeland for India in pursuit of traditional Tibetan monastic education in South India. In 1990, at the unusually young age of 12, he entered the Geshe program at Sarame Monastery,carrying out the study of traditional Buddhist texts on philosophy, logic, and epistemology, Buddhist metaphysics, and cosmology, Abhidharma, and the monastic code of conduct. And he graduated with a Geshe La Rampa degree with distinction in 2007 at only age 29. After graduation, Rinpoche joined Gyutu Monastery for 2 years and completed the traditional tantric studies there. During his time at Gyutu Monastery, Rinpoche helped His Holiness the Karmapa as a debate assistant.Since 2008, Rinpoche has helped by his Dalai Lama, His Holiness the Dalai Lama, to work in His Holiness's private office and has assisted His Holiness on many projects, including being selected to compile a book on Buddhist science in the Kangyur and Tengyur canons. So thank you for being here, Rinpoche. Rinpoche, could you talk about your childhood as a monk and why...In your view, you see that being a monk or having monks in the world, in society, is a good thing.
Gindumbadi jidang shigi namba suta zang mayimba jie.
Being a monk is not just the appearance, there's another aspect to it. The physical, how we see monks is also important. On top of the physical aspect, they give you a sense of how we should start thinking about.
Sanglu khar tuengu oris na ta rautu chungwa digi o nga su tanda shi yi tuenjin chacha sisi juoro. Di jibu la ngu kor chi jine, di jibu yi yi cimba tarangin jigidu sangba yina di zangji dangi maare na sanglu tuane Yuanting, Sanglu, message gores, ting asu de kumatang gores.
It shows you that from all the things that is going on, the materialistic things that you have, that these would not be enough for you, that there is the mindset or the mind training that is really required. So not just the physical sense, but looking at a monk, you see that there is another way of life.
Ani nga su la sanglu nanglu la nga rang su tsama lu yueba bena kongchu se dang ani taha nang xingi nga jie se dang ani taha nang xingi emotion mambu yoros 디수 제디 간술라 닌가 수기워다 디 상로 뛰던게 오레스
it shows you that emotions like anger jealousy that these are very detrimental to you the monks show that aspect that there is another life
지나 긴드마세티 디 차네 베케지 무차고 오레스
so it is important that it represents the non-materialistic practice that is important in your life as well.
야, 쇼신다지네 제왕 하시기 돈이 시에서는 야 딜레 단도 상로 신다드는 망부요레스.
Yeah. So this is in this life, but if you look at the many lives, then there is even further depth on why it is important to be a monk and being having monks in the society.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us, and Nangyal, thank you for joining and translating as well. Rinpoche, the Tibetan situation politically seems very difficult in many ways right now. How have you maintained a heart of equanimity and kindness in the midst of all that? And do you have any advice for modern Americans in terms of navigating a fraught political situation, a difficult political situation, and keeping their hearts cool and loving.
Da pyogi nendangi tuni halevin zada pyosye di mutuenen zambulin diganla sunbuji de tuure tu marise sinreche guye dinre tsishi le di ores.
Yeah, the Tibetan situation is very drastic and urgent. It is almost at a whether it will even exist or not. So it is at that state.
Da ina yang ngarangi karche gudu susula. Tadi gangla susuigi pyogi chedu katsu che tobadi samachi da dizamadu dile gene sinre chedi wo keping mudus simba jibu de de pindu chiudus
but from an individual standpoint you do the best you can for that but beyond that it is not in your control so knowing that you do the best is where he gets the peace
da arigi da chelsea shogage dos gange di da jidan gange se di meji zo la yoe bares
so he talked about the American political things but he mentioned that like problems and challenges will be part of everyone's life it is no different
da yin ya ari wo chi yin be ngwe ne ari nang lo la chelsea gi da su me da wo ka su yoe ba yin ya ta tu gi mi 아주 참 아리워지 아리 롬발라 펜바지 아주 제고래 상상기 상루티 말아버지 니버도 고래스
but as a American citizen here you should think about what is best for all of us and that is that you should never lose that sight that you are doing the best for everyone not just for one side or the other
아리오 지인베 응외네 아리 롬바치 기벤디 에다 아리오 지르 뒤디다 개치슈 차고레스
야 so as a US citizen being that you are not that you think about the US as where you are thinking about the good things that you can do for your country is at the top priority
세상 참에세 나로라 나주 참 아리오이 나주 참에 아리라 편버지 제국 위에 상상 뒤에나 아니 신다면 전부 얘나 강에 친구 책임 말했어.
So when you have that thing we are all same we are in the same country you're doing the best for your country then little disagreement is just can be sidelined.
세상 미주디 가림바 디마지버 지구도.
Yeah think about the uber goal and the others will fall through.
how do you advise people to maintain bodhicitta, metta, in that situation?
Wherever
the situation is, you are part of the society that you are in. The society and is important. The community and the society is important to you. For example, we are all here because there is a community built, and that's why we are able to come together. And so that is important. So when you think about the education that you got was also because you were taught early on from teachers. From your books, from your friends, from your teachers. So everything that we wear is also comes from different sources. People who have worked towards providing for what you even wear on your body, right? Even our health depends on a lot of factors like hospitals, good doctors, nurses. Even our financial stability depends on others. When we are born, we come in the world with no clothes on. We're coming in as naked. The life we lead, we need love and compassion from others. When we are getting old, we need help from others as well.
So
bodhicitta and compassion is when you think from all these different aspects, you have a bigger sense of why it is important. So the seed of that is understanding that it is all interdependent. Everything that we have is interdependent on others.
Thank you.
Rinpoche, many Buddhists will pray or ask for help from Avalokiteshvara, Chenrezig, Tara. How does that work with the principle of individual karma, that I am the owner of my actions, I am the owner of my karma?
Karma depends on the deed that you do, like whatever good or bad deed that you do, that directly relates to the karma. So because karma depends on the deeds that you do. So like the deeds that you do, like even if you are looking for a job, you will need help from others, right? You will need help from your friends, referrals, all of that. So similar to that, when the deed that you do to pray, it's up to you. But Avalokiteshvara or Tara, they help you in the way. So when you think about like, you know, why it is, you know, why we pray to Tara, it's to help you in doing the good deed.
Ya tsama aulu gi dishura gi chigre timba ina tadi chuda namshu gi dudang da mitim baris.
So the principle of Buddhism is you they help you on the way, but don't they, you can't depend on all on them. They are helping you on the way.
Bena suo melang tau di gan la singi nang lu la melang tau sa chuo bai na yixie jie sa chuo bai na su su sing la yixie yue bai yixie ta rang ge su bu chui ren la ping ge duo si.
So even like so when you believe in something and you are praying, just by that belief you feel calm. So similar to that is what he is saying. Just by that belief, you get that calmness, right? So even in factually, we have like evidence of that help coming through when you are praying.
Rinpoche, we know you've worked with His Holiness the Dalai Lama for many years, and you've described him as a living sutra. What stories do you have of him that have inspired you in this way? Why do you think of him as a living sutra?
So sutra is usually when it comes out from, you know, praying, right? But the main meaning is what it is meant, not just how you know, do the mantra, but what is the meaning of that. So in observing His Holiness for the 24 hours, so he is the living sutra. Like he practically lives that sutra, not just in what he teaches, but how he lives his life every day. How he wakes up, how he have his meals, how he in 24 hours, just by him looking at him gives us that inspiration. He has a lot of examples, but he'll give one example
So
right now the environment climate issues is really key to everyone, and being able to not waste things is very key to all the societies now.
Ani hawar da ngasu jiwe gi jala de su 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 ge gi beje dang du ko kasu che da den ba ji dang gu re ka jong ma jong dang ju yo ma re sting ngasu xi gu ro.
So even if especially when it is of common like an organization's things, right? When you use it with very judiciously. So that is what he says.
The jawrumbuchi yimbe chane ngansu le labe kasu gure benju pyuke yimbe inare ani ka jinda shuke yimbe inare ranjing gi kuran ro kasu gure automatically ma yoro hasta chajing ranjing gi ngasu le ma yongure ya yongure.
His Holiness has a lot of private sponsors and a lot of people who offer him, like both from Tibetans and the world. Just because he is the Dalai Lama.
The ready tīnē yīnzāng kūrāngi shūsāgi nānglō lā bēnā sūbū chūsā yīmbā yīnā sūbū chūsā tē chīwa jīndō ngā sū mā nēni chū. Tī sūyā lā kāngē yō mā rēs, ngō nē jīnā sūbā yīnā.
So even like, so with the amount of offerings that he has, the bathtub, he could easily make a very lavish bathtub for himself.
Tā yīnā lūlō jī nē jī chū kēsā tī, Jawarmuchi Sinjong, Dhanza Sinjong, the Suju Yomaris.
So, but he declines that. He does not want the bathtub even.
Chuchulan Juris.
Because he thinks the it's a waste of water.
Today in the Chud Batinda, Chunjujin, Chulun, and the Chuget.
So he puts water in the bucket and then takes a bath that way instead of using the having a bathtub even.
Kainisina sira gyomba la pedu gyombe gi tuha la jawarumchi sinyong suywa res. Sinyong nanglo la chugang yorwas. Ta chugang nanglo la tangbu di suywa res. Di su di jawarumchi di ma nyeni chugesa di. Jawarumchi di su mugu di ji la pa tuyen shu sung sung si.
So in the, when he was there in Sera monastery, so in many of the monasteries there is, suit dedicated for him, and he saw the bathtub and he actually asked that it be removed.
Thank you.
Rinpoche, what is Tantra and can you teach us it today?
Sangha se di kasukuri di res. Jidang Sangha inari ndu inba inari ndu sina sutra. Niga Sangje duya ki, Sangje ki kubang duya, chujiya ki talang inba jiba res.
So Tantra and Sutra both are ways to gain enlightenment. They are different paths and both can be used to reach the enlightenment.
The Sangha ki kausu yang, Shangchu ki sendang, Tungni ki tao ti ta shidza rang res, so nang shin zigo res, zigo yo res.
So even in Tantra, the compassion and emptiness, both are the foundation for Tantra.
Yeah,
it's very, very important. It's kind of like the foundation of that. So in Tantra, what is taught is that both the simda
sindi duji gi tone tao dang shira ni ga
the practice and the intelligence both have to be together
ta du gi go su tao da shira ni sung gi yor di tao la de ne shira gong ya shira la de ne tao gong ya ma du duji la tao shi ni ga nyan du
So, but in Sutra, what they say is like you do one or the other, and one depends on the other. Like, tap da shirab. So, tap is kind of like the actual the practice, and shirab is the intelligence. So, but in Tantra, you do that together. And so, this
yoga you did right. So
Dinzungi, okay, so both of them in Tantra they do it together, but in Sutra you do one and the other because they are both one is dependent on the other.
That Dizang Mansi, Sangha ki Kadola, Kasugre, Sangje de Shangju Simba Tsangma.
And in Tantra, the meditation is where they think the Buddha is in you. So that's how they meditate.
So the Tantra is Sangye ki Kupan Ruya la, Tabe Kupan Ruya la, Sangha ki Tau Di Njuwa Dang, 뉴바치 요레스 예딩오네 냥린 추신 데 제토바이나 디송 요레스.
So if practice correctly, because you're doing both practice and the intelligence together, and you're meditating as if the Buddha is with you, it is faster. Tantra, tantric is faster than the sutra.
다 이네 디상강세디 칸에 장야디 오마니마니 모마니 소아스 오마니 베멘 칸에 장야 nga 디지불라 고레 순데 지기도디 nga 단드리기 치니디 창교 말레스.
Yeah, but just mantra, doing the mantra is not, it's not considered tantra.
다 디마도 야 상강이 된다디
Yeah, so but it is very deep. Tantra is very deep, so it can be explained in very few sentences. But the gist is that it is faster if practiced correctly.
Sangha la kasure sangha ki langati chasang jipen tangbu kandes chegure lang nyang ning kandes chegure. 디니 상제기 살아 간제순 두고르세기 두당 차상지 주신 꾀니 송샤요레스.
Yeah, so the path from start to finish to getting an enlightenment, it's all laid out and it is well documented also.
디낭로라야 케바츠기 상주면다오 마보요레스.
And there are a lot of differing thoughts from a lot of scholars on that.
딘데인디 상아디
Because of those, the depth, the differing thoughts on it, it is hard to explain in concise, time on what the meaning of that is.
Under Sangha said, "So sing, sing now, Lola. Nyanglingjie message is kurang kurang message."
Yeah, but it is a very specific way of practice where you do both. The practice and the intelligence together.
Thank you, Rinpoche.
Thank you.
We have about 15 minutes to take questions from the audience, so if people want to raise their hands, if they've got a question, and if you're on Zoom, feel free to raise your electronic hand. Who does? Okay. Joseph, please. And Miles, would you be our mic runner? Or Matt, either one? Joseph, for it.
My question is, contemplating the lower realms and the suffering of the lower realms can often be overwhelming. How should one practice to cultivate resilience and compassion to not be overwhelmed by the immense sufferings of just even imagining what's happening in the lower realms? Thank you.
Yeah, so when you think about the lower realms, you get anxious, you think about the sufferings there. But when you look at the upper realms of Buddha and the Bodhicittas, that gives you calm and happiness. So when you also similar to like when you see a fish and its gut when there its life you feel the pain.
다양하고 미카제 지부당버든데 통디간라 양디 어 지와라 산산드네 용구도스.
But when you see people having picnic you feel joy as well.
다 이네 가랑주 수수 간제스 제고레스 디산당고레스.
So regardless of this, you have to think about what you do.
Susu sengi nanglo la ngandra chewa da ma chiwa chewa tigi phashu gi nendang di jondu kumares.
Your anxiety and of people suffering is not going to help them.
Mishinda chibu du sama yina mishinda gi chibu di ngaso la yungu mares.
So when you look at others that are having a joyful time, you don't really like have the joy transferred to you also.
Ta dinde yin du ngaso nendang dhamen ni ga thong du nendang di ngaran chu la chu kuma dang ni sun chi la chi ni o ta su su gi du ja yong ya di che ju men du ya bu yong ya di che gu du san di su su gi ge shi ni da bu chi gen la da bu chi la chi chi ni san dang na ping ge res.
So you think of those as lessons that you learn from both the suffering and the joy that you see from others, and then choose the path that is good for you.
Ngaso tujin sang dang di gang la su su gi ya wa kar che tu du su su gi che gu ya ka du di sang ma wa dang gu du.
So the important is like being looking at yourself and see how you can improve yourself, and then only can you improve others.
Yang ngaso sen nang lu la mi xin da kan ren du mi xin da kar ren du se di sang dang ya di ma da na di su su la ka su gu re pin du.
So it is not clear that when you think about everyone's and how somebody is doing something, and you concentrate too much on that is not helpful for you. There's a Tibetan story.
Jekangi Shulula, Jebi Pudangi Kugi Shulula, Bangu Kasheji, Zongji, and Bangu Jebi Pudan and Lola, O Kula Ser Katsuyore, Mu Katsuyore, Katsu Ziba Inayadi, did you see the way? The Mishindagi Jala di Tangazidi Goros.
So the Tibetan story is there's a palace and a king, and the king has a lot of gold and silver and all of that in his palace. And outside there are some beggars, and they keep counting the number of gold and the silver, but just counting that is counting somebody else's thing, and it doesn't just transfer to the person who is actually counting.
Tadile bangu su jebu phudang na ji yor ni yor si ji ni xie ma de wo xie su su pa chi ne ja la long gun na long xing ga ding de da gun de.
So instead of that, instead of counting others' blessings or others', the what would be most helpful is the beggar begs something and then goes and starts a farm or something that will eventually help himself, and be at peace instead of counting others', wealth. So that is from his perspective, that is a better way of spending time. So the only thing we have control over is ourselves, not the environments or not the other people. So you only control yourself. So instead of depending so much on outside, make sure that you are spending time to be happy inside. That you can actually control.
Thank you so much for coming today and sharing with us your words of wisdom. I was wondering whether you could explain the concept of emptiness and then offer a way for us to reinforce our understanding during meditation, like what you did earlier with impermanence in a guided meditation.
Emptiness is really it's about interdependence.
Karsa. tōmbē rāngshīn rē sīkwārsa.
So because it is interdependent, that's why it's empty.
Tā ngē tī pēcchōng jī shāba yīnā.
One example is...
Pēnā sācā dīnē rūndī lē yōr sē chū yōnā. Nāng chū tī jūgū jīn chū, lē lē jīn chū sē chī shē yōr sā. Sācā ngū tsū sā dāng jū lē sā chū yōnā. Sācā ngū tsū sā dāng jū lē sā chī mē nā. Rō, nāng chū jū lē dāng chū tsū kā sū lē mā lē sē tī kē shē yōmā rā sā. Pēnā kē sī sācā kāyā mē wā chī nāng kē tōng bā chī. Ngūn dīnē rē, njūn dīnē rē sē mē, dī jī lā nāng rū pū dī bā yī nā, njū lē dāng dī shē yō mā rē sē.
So all the measurement depends on certain things. If there is two places that you have to go, destination A and B, and because of that you measure like how many hours it will be to get from one destination A to B, how fast can you go from flight or bus or all of that comes because there is a destination A and a B that you are measuring. So if there is no destination, there is no measurement, the flight could be just going anywhere and you can't really say what you are measuring.
Aro nanga tumbal sum sheza tin di gangla jubu da lele se di chi le ten ne sha gur ma tu ma den ba rang wa ji yo ma res.
Yeah, so because of that, like how fast and all of that depends on that dependent metrics there.
Nga su desa ki kamba diyan, kamba re ma re se di nga ransu la teni kamba re se la wari ma tu ke si nga su human being, mi subu chimbu nanga timba la ya ngutu ngi sun rachi. Ya mi ro mi ri di chunjun putu ma nang shin cha wa yina, kunzu la di kamba di kamba cha gu ma re se.
Yeah, so this hall, this house is because we are human beings at this size, and because of that, we say this is a house that we are in here. If there are humans that are so tall that they can't fit in here, then it's not a house for that. Or if it's a small, like an ant, then for that concept of this being a house doesn't exist. So everything is dependent on how the dependent is, like, for example, this house being a house is dependent on us in this body structure and being able to say this is a house. So everything is dependent on on a lot of things to say what it is. So when you think about you as yourself, so if you think of yourself as the center, so that doesn't reflect the reality. Because there is no center. Everything is around you, it's all dependent. So the emptiness is that it's empty because it is dependent on a lot of things.
So shinda jine ngarang tsu kandres che jine zambulin di gang la tsuwa sunbu jine nengyu yobadi kandres che jine zambulin di gang la sunbu jine nengyu yobadi tongni ki xie yung gores.
So it talks about how you are here right now, and what are all the dependent factors that made you here. And so emptiness actually teaches you why, how that exists.
Wore gonya de ta di golam yang yang de sang dang ni tong ni gi golam gom bu lu ju gi song na mang bu yo res.
So to practice that, you in the meditation reflect on the interdependence and why everything is empty without that dependent factors. And Nagarjuna has a very good Nagarjuna explains this very well.
Thank you for coming and talking with us. I think my question is very close to the subject that you just went through just now. I noticed from the beginning of your, or from early in your meditation, as we moved from the body and you said to the soul, and then I heard you speak of the mind. Let me pull this down here. Soul, mind, feeling, experience, no form, no color. And I have had a sense that the mind is not a thing, but rather it's an activity, like a dance is an activity. So how far off am I? Can you correct me on that?
Thank you, Meditate. He said it is very you are not far off. He said that Buddha also has in his writing said that this is the mind and the soul is like deeds or you know activities.
Thank you for being here. When the emotion of anger comes up for you, how do you process it? How do you deal with it? Thank you.
The kundan emotion lady kandes meus. Ano ta digola ngarala nangjun nyangnyo garu chung su yina. Ta du jundu kundan emotion tizuma kandes nyor tan ge toji je yor bena kundu kundu nyor tan la kundu la kundu ge ngazu la ka kundu singi de kande chi ba ti ngazu la nyu yor be ping yor e tin de du jun du ni jong dar yu ba ina ani kundu shu chung ro de da kundu lam be ge le yang control ya bu che tu ye gi nyu ba chi o le ji tung gu du su
so what he said is he practices that the pros and cons of anger. So, you know, when you practice that, like, and think about what the anger does to you and what it doesn't, right? And so then you build up that practice very regularly, that when it comes as it shows its, you know, anger, then you are able to, you know, react to it because of your practice. When you think about the angers, what it does to your body, your health.
Mm-hmm. Ta tu jingi jongdar tinde mewa ina jongdar ma jewa che ani lubur du kundu lang yong du ma kundu di shu jia ya di dos gale kao yor sang dos.
Yeah, it is more difficult when you are not practicing that on a daily basis of how, you know, thinking about if this happens, you know, when you're more prepared, when it comes, you know how to react to it. But if you are not practicing that on a regular basis, when it comes, it's harder to react in the way that you want. But all is not lost. There is still ways to do that.
So when
you become angry, just look inside and say, why am I getting angry?
Yeah,
so when you think about it, then you feel like, okay, I need to take this down, right? So that awareness. So when you're angry, you're usually angry to with somebody, right? And your reaction is to, how do I, you know, why am I getting angry and Why is that person making you angry?
Okay, okay.
So usually it is like you are trying to take revenge of somebody who is making you angry.
That sangi yordi kundu lamba digi kundu lansa gi miti la suda te thugurbes susula thewatang.
So you ask yourself, is your anger really going to take revenge? Is that anger going to really help you in taking revenge?
Kundu lamba digi susu gi mente badi ka thugurbes thewatang.
Can you ask yourself, is my anger really going to stop that person? So in reality, your anger doesn't do any of those. So your anger actually sometimes can exasperate the source of that anger. So the anger itself, whether that makes it better or worse for the other person, it is sure that it makes it bad for you. So it changes how you are thinking, like it changes your mind, your peace. Yeah, it changes how it makes you a little unstable in that.
Yeah. Tandong kundu lambe kadola yang sanglu shinda dinde tangji ni. Kundu lambe kadola sen na shinda dinde chenba yina. Nian sui shinda dinde bende susu nangjun gabu jie sa dang yang nangjun ji donang yue de se nian sui shinda de su chenba jieba yina. Yang kundu de zima shu chong zhe su.
Yeah. So you should also distract yourself with things that you can think about, some good things that you can think about.
The kundu dan emotion tizu je de dongling je dan de je se xiwa la xiwa la yo
shandi
dewa shandi dewa gi kasa buddhisa da ao zara ya di nang lo la liu chube nang lo la kundu da zuba ni kundu pa gi xia su 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 de kundu dan su su ni paru la di je juin je ne e kundu goya kare kundu kandes yongore kare pingere kare nyugere si chabu jeni jene kundu shu jong dong ya ge thosi sira song yore sti de tu wei na ja 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 pingere.
So there is the tap the name
junju chimbu buddhisa ao zareya ao jareya.
So there's a bodhi
sadhu
ao jareya. So there's a sixth chapter written by Shandideva, and in there is a really debate on how you, just on anger, how you react to it, how you kind of look into it, decipher it, and all of that is very well documented, and he really encourages everyone to read that. Everyone gets angry. So the thing is, how do you think whether the anger is that helping you or not? So that's something that you should look at.
Yeah.
Rinpoche, thank you.
We're
out of time, but maybe one more question is, what do you think of our first monastery space?
Ane, di ta min zongyan li jieba yin na kasu gu re bei yawen zongxia.
He's happy that there's many who have come here.
Ani di ne zongba di nge hajangi pindu chimbu yor sangdu.
He sees a very good benefit of people coming together like this.
Mijigi nyubale minigi nyubadi chiyo yore.
Yeah. Between one person and two persons benefit, there's always, more is always better.
Ta mi mambu jin zong yong di dila tumo ma yinbe nyubadi yore.
So when there's a lot of people coming together, there's a energy that comes about. with that large number of people.
Susujibu gadyo inne nangla de dewale nenyandun zongchi jine ani kasugure pinsin pintu ge di pa sher jiwe ina changmalo pingiro was.
Yeah, so instead of staying alone at home, coming together like this and sharing your life together is very beneficial. And then you also meditate, that increases the benefit. It will be even more beneficial when you think about why you're doing meditation, what is the desired outcome, all of that, you have to continue to practice.
Company. Duja rese came into any kasure.
He said the space is very. He said it's not bad, it's not good, it's okay. But it is big, he said.